Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm Rodney Mathers. We're glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues of men and women who have been released from incarceration. We deal with post-incarceration life here. And on the show today to help us do that is a guy by the name of Steve Ulsher. Steve has written a book called Journey to You and the things that he has to say about how to become who we ought to be. Powerful. You want to be sure and stay tuned for that interview. A little bit later in the show, I have a gentleman by the name of Michael Wren. If you've got a loved one that's in prison, and by the way, there are 165,000 men and women in prison in the state of Texas, and if you have a loved one that's one of them, this gentleman, Michael Wren, has figured out a way to get you to see them for the holidays, and so you want to stay tuned for that too. All that and more is coming up right after this on The Journey of Hope. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to give you a heads up on what's coming up in the next couple of weeks on The Journey of Hope. Next week, we have Dr. Paul Fawtak, and he's written what I call the Bible for ex-offenders. Paul is a real interesting cat. He had trouble as a youth, got himself turned around to such a way that he was given a presidential pardon in 1992, and he became a forensic psychologist. That's Dr. Paul Fawtak next week. And then the following week, we have the one and only Mr. Mark Anthony, the psychic attorney, and Mark is really gaining a following out there, and he has some very interesting things to say about how to deal with your past. We're going to have some fun with Mark, but he's also got a serious side to him as well. So you want to be sure and stay tuned for those two shows coming up in the next couple of weeks right here on The Journey of Hope. Welcome back to The Journey of Hope. We have on the phone with us Mr. Steve Ulsher. Steve has been a disc jockey. He's owned his own nightclub. He launched one of the internet's first fully functional e-commerce sites in 1995. He owns a development company in Chicago. This is an accomplished dude, man. And I tell you what, he's also written an excellent book. It's called Journey to You, and it's described as a quest for the most precious of destinations, your true self. Steve, how are you?
Man, Rodney, I'm really great. Thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. Hey, listen, I love the point you make on your website about Cinderella and Luke Skywalker, and that they, and this is a quote from your site, they learned to shed the shackles of their past and become their true selves, glorious leaders and heroes. And this audience, me included, we have huge hurdles to jump in life. Can everyone get past their past, Steve?
I mean, look, I'll tell you what, the only reason that you can't is if you keep bringing that past with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, that's the bottom line. And, you know, we all make mistakes. I mean, some mistakes are bigger than others. There's, don't get me wrong, but, you know, none of us are angels, right?
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, mm-hmm. You know, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've served any time, but at the same token, Lord knows if I got caught for some of the stuff I did, I probably should be. So... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, look, man, the reality of the situation is that, I liken it to a treadmill, you know, and this is the best analogy I can make. But if you can picture yourself on a treadmill, and where your foot is right now is the present, and what's going on behind you is the past, and you load everything up in front of you in the future, mm-hmm. with your goals, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your objectives, et cetera, and you stack that all up in front of you so it's really clear on what you want, it's really clear on where you're headed, and that becomes an immovable object, so to speak, that you they're always moving towards, and it's always kind of coming towards you. But at the same token, if you load that front end of that treadmill with everything that you got in mind and where you're headed, as the pass, which is at the back of the treadmill, kind of loops its way around the deck and tries to get back to you, I mean, it's going to be blocked by everything that you put in place, and it's got no way to reach it. I mean, the only way to get that pass back into your present is if you don't load your future with everything that you want, because the only thing you got coming at that point is really, you know, your persistent path. So for me, it's a choice, man. You can either just keep letting that pass rotate around the track right back at you, or you can just load your future with everything else and block it from ever, you know, affecting you again.
Well, you talk also about, and by the way, I really like the way your website is organized, because it spells out each section of the book, which is just excellent. And it kind of, what I wanted to talk about next goes into the first section there, which is, you know, you talk about being empowered to do this. And so how does someone get empowered to take these steps that you're talking about?
You know, the reality of the situation for me is that there's the empowerment absolutely comes from within. But you know, I'm not one of those guys that says you got to meditate on this thing for, you know, for 16 years and then you'll finally figure out what it is. You know, really, it's a matter of just creating a clearing.
Okay, Steve. Another interesting idea you bring up is retraining your brain. And what's of interest to us here on the show is, how does that affect our decision-making process?
Sure. You know, the chapter in the book that you're referring to, which is entitled Retrain Your Brain, I mean, there's a number of different powerful tools in there that I'm sure folks would find very, very helpful. But, you know, certainly a couple of the things that I can bring up here and we can discuss is, look, I mean, the bottom line is, We each have our own personal language, right? And we've developed this over time. And it's not anyone's fault in particular, in terms of just, you know, man, you know, we don't even realize we do it. I guess that's the bottom line, really. And what I'm suggesting to you is that in order to retrain your brain, you kind of look at how can you go through life without the filter of preconceived notions. No, because ultimately what we do is we're so used to something happening, and when something happens, we categorize it to mean X because it falls within, you know, that set of circumstances that we've experienced in our life. And so without really giving something the opportunity to stand on its own, we just basically go ahead and just classify things that happen to us based upon our past experiences. So what I challenge people to do is to take a look at how can we experience life without the filter of these preconceived notions. And there's obviously lots of different ways to try to do that, but, you know, I encourage you to start with your first relationship, you know, your closest relationship, and go into that conversation without the, you know, basically the dialogue, without the past conversations entering into the equation. You know, let's look at a job interview is a fresh experience. Let's look at just taking a walk around the block as a fresh experience. And the idea here is, you know, if you can, well, look, Hamlet, you know, Shakespeare said it best in Hamlet, look, you know, there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And so my challenge to people is to try to go through, just start with one day and go through that day without assigning your personal language to what you experience. And basically, you know, quit punishing others for something that may have happened years ago that others have long passed that you're still hanging on to. And I got to tell you, your experience in terms of how it's a whole different life, you know? I mean, the best way to put it is, you know, picture making love to your spouse without just the filter of thousands of past experiences affecting that. You know, it's lots of different ways to do and implement this strategy, but ultimately the idea is, let's try to take on life as it happens, and let's just treat each experience as its own entity. And that's the bottom line of trying to retrain your brain.
I love that advice, and it's something that I've just kind of come on myself, and I try to practice. But I'm wondering, Steve, you know, considering the audience that we have here, we want to start fresh every day, but at what point do we have to keep the idea of consequence in our thoughts? Is that part of retraining your brain?
Well, you know, look, I'm not sitting here by any stretch and suggesting to you that you don't learn from experience. I mean, that is one of the benefits of being human, is we have the benefit of learning that when we touch the hot stove, it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and at the same token, being wired to respond in very specific, efficient, effective ways is certainly not something that I would suggest that we deny either. In other words, if you see a child running out into a busy street, you know, saving that child from harm's way is certainly one of the benefits of being wired in a way that enables us to react swiftly, efficiently, and effectively. But at the same token, try to move past the dialogue that is self-defeating. I mean, ultimately, that's where we have to just really wake up and say, you know, what I'm thinking right now has nothing to do with what is currently taking place, but is completely based on something that I've experienced in the past. And frankly, it doesn't serve me well, and I need to move past this thought. So, yeah, I mean, look, consequences, of course, are going to be part of the equation. You know, I mean, if you break the law again, you know, then you're going to potentially face the consequences of that decision. But at the same token, the ability for you to learn from those mistakes and move your life forward with the understanding that, you know, look, there are opportunities here for me to learn something new and really just look at everyone as if they have something to teach me and look at each experience as if it's a foundation of, just building this foundation that will support me as I move forward and becoming the new, more powerful me, if you will, is an entirely different shift and an entirely different mentality that I encourage people to take on. But yeah, I mean, look, we got to be realistic. I mean, this is, you know, if you're going to do something that has potentially negative consequences, you got to look at that. But at the same time, I wouldn't say that, you know, that you should get yourself tied up in what I call emotional bureaucracy, which is really overthinking the process either. You know, just let things happen. You know, let life be a fluid, organic experience. But, you know, obviously keeping in mind that there is a line that is drawn between, you know, what is socially acceptable, legal, and moral, and what's not. So at this point, I mean, look, adults know what that line is. Whether or not they choose to heed it is up to them. I'm suggesting that, you know, you take a look at the life that you live and just basically move forward with the understanding that, you know, that shower that I took this morning is really going to wash away some of those mental filters that will prevent me from living this day in a powerful manner.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice. I really like what you have to say in your book. And another thing that I see quite often associated with your book is this concept of the what, W-H-A-T. Can you explain that for us?
Right. So the question that I ask as I meet people is, what is your what? And really, you know, until you can answer that question, nothing else matters. So what do I mean by your what? Well, your what is the one thing that you were born to do. It's inseparable from who you are. It's your innate gift. It's your gift from God. It's inseparable from who you are. So your what is the one thing you're compelled to do. You just can't deny it. You know, look, we are each wired in very specific ways, and we each have the ability to heed that inner blueprint that's already within us, or we go through life denying it and just kind of meandering from point A to point B and point C and point D, and never really getting to where we're headed because we are in denial about what that is. So I push very, very hard for people to become clear on what their what is. Because I got to tell you, once you can answer that question, everything else falls into place. You make better choices. You have better relationships. You're fired up about life. And you've got a goal. You've got an objective. And frankly, it's not about, you know, discovering your what is not about changing who you are in any way, shape, or form. It's simply about becoming who you are and heeding what's already within you.
Everyone has the potential to do this, correct?
Absolutely. We each are pre-wired to do something exceptional.
Steve, I want to thank you for being here. Your book is called Journey to You. It's Steve Ulsher. Steve, we're going to put a link up to your site, and I want to tell everyone that you need to check this out. And on Steve's site, he's got two free chapters for you to download. And I think you're going to want to buy the book after you check out those chapters. Steve, thank you so much for being here.
You're very, very welcome. And if I can, Rodney, you know, I'm happy to... to extend a special offer to those that listen to your show. If they want to send me an email to steve@steveulsher.com, I will go ahead and extend a special offer just for your listeners.
What a nice thing. Thank you so much, Steve. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. We're going to be right back after this. Everybody. Hey, listen, those of you that have been listening to the show for a while, you know how I am about downtime. We need to be productive during our downtime. Those of you that have struggled with any kind of addiction issues, you know that boredom can be your enemy. And so one of the things that I've learned how to do is to play a little music. I like to play guitar and bass. And I want to tell you about a product out there called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. And the reason I want you to know about this is if you know a few chords, whether it's on the piano, the guitar, the banjo, the mandolin, what this product does is it helps you take those chords and organize them in such a way that you're able to play a bunch of different songs in a bunch of different keys. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart, and the way you get to it is you go to angiesbanjo.com. That's angiesbanjo.com. You click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart, and you're going to get a free sample, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's really cool. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I've got on the phone with me today Mr. Michael Wren, and Michael has founded a business that I wanted you to know about. This is a really cool thing that he's doing. It's called the VIP Prison Shuttle Service Incorporated. Michael, tell us a little bit about your business.
Currently service the Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, and the San Antonio area, and we have a partnership with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Texas, which we allow one child per adult to go free under that program. We have a free breakfast included with the ticket, and you can purchase your tickets at any ACE check cashing in the state of Texas.
Wow.
And that phone number for the customer service would be 1-800-VIP-6808. Again, that's 1-800-847-6808 for questions and concerns and trip schedules.
Okay.
You can also go online at www.prisonshuttle.com for more information. It's a great service. Currently, we have 165,000 individuals currently incarcerated in TDC. That's on hand. And a visit make a big difference for these individuals.
I can tell you that is absolutely the truth.
we hope to get many families involved in visiting a loved one, especially during these holidays. Christmas especially. We have a trip that's going out December the 18th. Like I said, if you have any questions or concerns, you would direct those to the customer service.
And what's that number again?
That number is 1-800-847-6808.
And the website again?
www.prisonshuttle.com.
Michael, thank you so much for being on the show, and I want to tell the listeners this is an excellent thing. You want to take advantage of this if you've got a loved one that's incarcerated in TDC. We're going to be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, everybody. You know what? I love hearing from you guys and gals out there. And the way you can do that is you can leave me a comment in the comment section on the Podbean page, or you can email me directly at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. And you know what? I don't need to know your last name. I don't need to know why you ended up in prison. All I want to know is how you're doing, okay? Drop me a line. Hey, everybody, that's about all we have time for this week. But before we go, I wanted to mention something to you. It's come to my attention that there are some placement services out there that are targeting ex-offenders. And what they're doing is they're promising jobs, but they're asking for money up front. Let me tell you something. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut even. But I can tell you this. When people ask for money up front in a situation like that, it's not a good deal. Okay, I know all of us want to work and we want to get back on our feet again, but when people ask you for money up front for a job, it's unethical, and there are many, many placement services that I've talked to that do not do that. So just something I wanted to pass on to you, okay? And I also want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? I'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.